This is St. Louis Public Radio. Whether art imitates life or life imitates art is an age-old question. Either way, a St. Louis theater company's upcoming staging of Antigone explores some of the real-life topics around the shooting death of Michael Brown by a Ferguson police officer. Upstream Theater opens its production of the 2,500-year-old play by Greek playwright Sophocles on Friday. It's the story of a young woman named Antigone, whose two brothers have killed each other, but the law says only one of them can be buried. Antigone feels that she must also bury the second brother, but she'll have to defy the king to do so. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talks with Philip Boehm, Upstream's founder, about relevant issues in the play, including the implications of Antigone's conflict.
The conflict in social terms can be seen as between the need of a society for maintaining law and order and an individual's sense of moral imperative. And when those things come into conflict, problems ensue.
Now, you had this production on your schedule before the events of Ferguson?
That's correct. As we were preparing it, some of the design questions coming up, and then suddenly there are these events in our own city where questions of law and order, and you have political elected officials and appointed officials saying, well, there's a need to have order, and to address this need, we resort to this. Now, obviously, this is not a one-to-one correspondence, and other issues of racism, issues that are contemporary afflictions of our city. Because Ferguson aside, Ferguson is only one example, and these events in our society, it's a constant interaction, a constant conflict, and it will always be a conflict in civil society. And unless we raise the awareness, then we see it repeated and repeated.
You said earlier that Upstream Theater strives to move you and then move you to think. Can you talk a little bit about how theater has the power to do that?
Well, if we're going back to the Greeks, there is that principle of catharsis, which in tragedy is a cleansing phenomenon that has an emotional base. If you went to the protests at Ferguson, there's also a communal event happening, and you see people standing next to each other. You see people touching each other. You see people being touched literally and figuratively, and the theater can do that too. The play resonates on levels that go far beyond our mental understanding of the words being spoken.
What other parallels would you say can be found between the play and recent events?
There one can find other parallels. I mean, the unfortunate happenings, and this is where I wouldn't want to venture into inappropriate comparison, but it's something that in design production we also have to be aware of, that when we have a play about a body being left unattended, it's going to have resonance that we neither foresaw nor wanted. I mean, it's an unfortunate and tragic event. But we need to be aware of what these plays may also, what bells they may strike. And then we listen to the resonance of those bells.